This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, welcome to Mtunuwatu. This is a bi-weekly production where we discuss social justice, religion, humanity and culture. Mtunuwatu is a Swahili proverb that means a person is people. The proverb was used in Africa to remind people the importance of teamwork, because individually we're weak, but together we're strong. Welcome. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to Mtunuwatu again. And today we want to talk about a very special topic.
So much dear to my heart.
dear to your heart. Mm-hmm. You love food?
I love food.
Yeah, so we're talking about food and culture. So we just want to explore how food and culture are interconnected. And there's so much to talk about when you think about it. Mm-hmm. And we all love food.
We
are Americans.
I love food so much.
I don't think it's just Americans. Everybody loves food.
Everybody loves food.
You know, we all love food, and food is good. Food is delicious.
It's good for your soul.
But before we talk, we dive into talking about all this food and all this delicious food. What is culture? Maybe we can talk a little bit about
expound, define, elaborate
what culture is. So what is culture, guys?
Culture is the customs, art, social institutions, and achievements of a particular nation, people, or other social groups.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It wraps it up.
Yeah. Kind of the same thing, but all the ways of life, including arts, belief, and institution of a population that are passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, good one.
It's an umbrella term which encompasses the social behavior, institutions, and norms found in human societies, as well as the knowledge, beliefs, arts, laws, customs, capabilities, and habits of the individuals in those groups. And it's often attributed to coming from a specific region or location.
Okay.
But yours is so broad.
Yeah.
It adds everything.
Mine was very simple. I just say culture is what makes everyone different from who they are and where they're from or originated from.
Sure.
It makes us different, our cultures. Sure. Yeah, so what are the five different groups of food?
Fruits.
Yeah. Are they only five?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're only five, yeah.
Vegetables, grains, protein, and dairy.
Okay.
To those who are allergic to dairy, they only have four.
And those that don't eat bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't have grains. So.
Dairy protein. I wrote down fruits, vegetables, starchy food.
Starchy food, is that like grains?
Is that like a world type of thing, five food groups? Because I didn't know about that until I came to America. Is that like a...
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I was
definitely know it's a U.S. thing. I don't know if it's a world thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we follow the My Plate?
No.
I don't think we follow My Plate.
No, in Africa?
You just have a plate.
No, so. just fill as much as you can.
But yeah. I think they got rid of the pyramid, right?
They did.
Yeah.
I feel like the pyramid went away and then it became a circle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what the My Plate is?
Yeah.
Circle. See, I was taught the pyramid, so...
That's hot, the circle.
So I said fruits, vegetables, starchy food, dairy, protein, and fats.
Yeah, that's the five food groups.
Hmm. Yours are named different.
Yeah.
Fats in there.
So what are starchy food like?
Those so you're like mixing fats with like carbohydrates, protein, and fats. I don't know if
fats. I think fats is like by itself, right? It's like a specific group, right? Because it's not protein.
I guess it could be.
Fats and protein. Do you think
there's so many things that overlap? I mean, like, you got like nuts, right? They've got protein, but they've got fat.
They do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, beans, protein, and carbs.
Lentils.
Yeah.
But like, would you, they can still, so what are you going to call that? Like, if it's combination of that? Fats and protein?
I call it beans.
Because with the food, with the My Plate, the whole goal is to have like all five of the groups.
Yeah.
So if you had beans, that means you didn't have to have meat.
Beans?
Yeah.
I hate
so
beans.
So your count
is
one.
Yeah. You don't like
beans? No.
You don't like beans?
No.
Uncle.
I know, right?
I don't like beans at all.
It's not possible. And you're from Kenya?
It makes you gassy, man.
Oh my god!
I think of all it's the fruit, good. The fruit categories, beans is the worst with gas.
And cabbage.
Cabbage.
Cabbage really? Can do that to you.
Yeah.
Oh, cabbage. Yeah, I've never experienced that.
But do people really have like all five food groups whenever every time they eat?
No,
I don't think so.
I think like
you have to really be paying attention to that.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like averages, right? Like it's all about balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're supposed to have the five groups of food every time you eat.
I don't think deep fried chicken counts as a group.
it's starchy and
it's
fat.
Protein and
I mean,
fat.
You're mixing your fat, your protein, and your grains in some cases. I guess.
So that's basically
that's fat and protein.
That's three of those.
Yeah, then you just have some fruits and veggies with your one little
piece of chicken. That's it, right there. That's on my plate.
Yeah. So, how is food related to culture?
Well, I feel like culture is influenced by food. So through traditions and religion and how your family's shaped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does food influence culture or culture influence food?
I wrote down both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both?
Mm-hmm. I think it goes both ways. It's like
so I think it does go. Because once culture is influenced by food, and then the other one said food can influence the way, you know, people. So
it's both. I feel like it's both.
It's interchangeable.
But even like how food is prepared, you know, when you don't have access to like refrigeration and then you use like salt to like brine foods and keep them longer.
Yeah.
Like how you prepare that in one culture is different from another that would have like refrigeration and that type of thing. Who wouldn't know how to... Mm-hmm. Use those kind of things to dehydrate.
Yeah.
Or like making the canned fruit, where you have fruit and then you smash it, or jam. Mm. Making jam or preserving fruit and nuts and things like that. I don't know how to do that.
I can teach you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I can garden foods when we have like too many carrots or too many tomatoes.
We're going to have some. And my garden is growing.
Yeah.
I got a lot of lettuce.
Yeah, lots of lettuce.
That's coming up. So if you guys have some, want some.
A couple more weeks.
A couple more weeks, it'll be ready.
Yep.
So I said food is related to culture because it gives us identities of who we are as a culture. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
And it's a ways of retaining our culture and expressing our who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, passed down generation to generation.
Mm-hmm. Even though the recipe can change. Mm-hmm. Because I know when we first got here, some things we couldn't make the way that we used to make it because we didn't know where those certain ingredients would be found.
Yeah.
Or we didn't know that you could substitute some ingredients for other things. So once we found that out, now you can kind of taste the food and it's authentic.
Yeah. I also feel like food is a satisfies one of our most important human needs, connection. Like when food brings, when we eat food, we feel like we're connected.
That's right? True. Right? I agree. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know how like in Africa, usually when there's like funeral, yeah. like when a funeral happens, like. And everybody's just trying to heal, like, and they will cook, like, so much food, and then everybody, like, would sit in a circle and just kind of talk. And then within that talking, like, there's connections that are being made all through food. So I think, it does connect us.
In Ethiopia, they feed each other. Like, I thought that was so much fun.
Yeah.
Where they, and then they take, that person takes it and feeds the other person, and then that person takes it and feeds the other person, and then you bow after they feed you.
That's
cool.
Connection right there. That's connection.
That's connection.
A, yeah. And I feel like it's especially emotional connection. Like people get so attached to food emotionally than anything else. You know? And through that connection, your emotions are created and you get attached to that, and I feel like sometimes some people have issues with it when it's so emotional. We attach so much with emotional stuff, and it gets to a point that I think in America they call like emotional eating. I don't know what that is.
Emotional eating, comfort food.
Yeah, comfort food. You know, those kind of things, because food, you know, soothes that. Yeah. You know,
it soothes me.
Does everybody have a comfort food, something that you go to?
It depends on
what
it is. I do not know what a comfort food is.
It's like something that when you like feel hungry but not really hungry, but you just want something when you eat it and you just kind of like
feel comfort.
Yeah.
It soothes you.
Yeah. It soothes you.
Yeah. So like. You know, when you have, like, sit down and you have your nyamachoma and your kachumbari and your ugali, that feels differently to you, like it's a piece of home, versus, you know, when I'm making you spaghetti or whatever. You know? So, like, it's that feeling of just, like, that togetherness that brings, like, memories back and, like, your body remembers.
Oh, my God, I have mine. I have mine.
Which is?
I think mine would be chai ya maziwa. Not like ile noodle. I mean, not like noodle. Do you know the noodle? The maziwa cake, the milk powder thing.
Yeah.
Not that. Like actual milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And chai ya maziwa. Mm-hmm. And then mandazi right when it's cooked.
That's comforting.
Forget about it. Oh my God. Anytime, like especially in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ms. Ganja.
I think growing up it was chocolate cookies for me, but I don't know what it is now.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't really pinpoint. I think I just like food in general. I don't know. I feel like whatever I feel like I want to eat on that time, it's a comfort.
Chai. Oh my God, chai.
Yeah, like chai. Yeah.
Chai and mandazi. Oh my God.
With lots of sugar though. Like you have to have that. Like
I have to have roots chai.
Yes.
Roots chai with mandazi.
Yeah. Oh my God. She was in love with that chai that day.
The chai is so good.
I think she would have like put it in her purse if she could.
I was gonna steal that chai. Oh my God. I hope she makes a
waterproof bag or something next time.
Oh, I need to.
Yeah. So what does food tell us about a culture or people.
Okay. I had like food is often used as a means of retaining cultural identity and the areas in which families live and where their ancestors originated influence food likes and dislikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
I read somewhere that Chinese people, they believe food does not only need to be nutritious, but it also needs to be appealing. So that's why they decorate a lot of their food like it looks
good. I like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a very visual person. Like mm-hmm. when food don't look good, even mm-hmm. if it's delicious.
And I've noticed that when you go to like a lot of their restaurants, mm-hmm. I love Asian food. When
it's
you go
decorated.
It looks so beautiful and it tastes so good.
Yeah. And I feel like this was one of the reasons why they stay so healthy. Mm-hmm. I saw like a table full of food. They would have like rice. They have like a lot of rice, and then they have like this one sort of meat, and then it's all full of like, veggies. But it all looks so beautiful and appealing that you just want to eat that, like mm-hmm. everything that's on the table.
There's like yellow, orange, greens on there.
It looks so beautiful and appealing. You just want to keep eating. It's nice.
Food that don't look good, I can eat it.
Yeah. It was the first, like when he first got here, he was just like, yellow food is for children. Like, what? What? Like, it was like, okay, so lemons, bananas, like, if anything yellow, he was just like, no, children eat yellow things. It was like, what?
Why did that doesn't make any sense? Yeah. Why did you say that?
I just don't like yellow. Like yellow food.
That's why he doesn't like mustard.
Hmm? Yeah. Lemons, do you not eat bananas?
I don't like it that much.
You don't like bananas?
No.
You don't like bananas?
He likes my banana bread, but not bananas themselves.
I like the bananas in Africa. Those little tiny ones. I've seen those.
Yeah. Those are so sweet.
Oh, those are so good. Yeah.
They're so sweet.
But these especially giant ones, like, you know, the ones I have here, I don't know.
They're not as sweet. They're
not that good.
They taste different.
Have you eaten, like, I found my comfort food.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's such a no.
Miogo na maharage.
Oh, kabisa!
Yeah. You don't like
what is that, cassava?
Yeah, cassava, like the whole cassava, right? You cut it up into small pieces and you cook it with beans. So good. Oh, and you drink it with tea.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just came into my mind.
I love that. And then when grandma makes it.
Yeah, grandma makes it with like quick soup. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Muftama, what's it? And then it's like, it's...
That makes me think of home.
It's glowing. Yeah. It's nice.
So when you guys talk about comfort, it's about like... something that brings memory of something, or
it comforts you. Like, it's like when you eat it, it hugs you.
Yeah,
you
and feel and like also,
you don't have to be hungry. You don't have to be hungry, but when you eat it, you're like, okay,
it everything also brings is
all right. I'm relaxed.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah, like it could happy bring the memory, place. But also I believe like your body has the memory.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's not like you mentally have to think of the memory. It's mm-hmm. like your body remembers that comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That moment.
I still struggle with that. Like I still try to understand. How can food make you comfortable?
It makes you, it just relaxes you. I don't know. It's hard to describe it. It's just really,
you got to experience it.
It's like that first sip of coffee in the morning. Just the first sip. Usually the second sip, I'm like, I don't need the rest of this. Mm-hmm. But that first sip, when you sit down, like.
It's like, oh.
That's good. Exactly. And then, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Oh my God, I never even thought of that because we haven't had it in a long time. And then Nani. Makande.
And I'm not a big fan of makande.
Really?
What is makande?
Sometimes if grandma's feeling good and she makes it in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
which chai?
Makande is,
what's that?
Oof. What type of thing is that? It's like, it's like a large, not larger. It is like beans, but it's not beans.
It's not beans.
I don't know how to describe it.
I don't know.
You guys need to cook and bring it over.
Yeah.
So we can try.
It's very, cool. It's okay. Yeah. It's not like soup, but it's a nice one.
Maharage na miogo, man. It's been a long time. Do people not remember?
We need to make it.
But grandma makes it the best.
Yeah, she does.
Man.
Start hinting when you get home.
Yeah, you know, they bought a whole lot of miogo. Maybe she's gonna make it. We shall see.
Miogo na maharage.
So, what do you think here in America is? It's a we say that food, you know, it identifies our culture. What is the food that identifies Americans?
Like when I first got here, Oh, well, when we were in the plane, they served this really nasty soup. I don't know what it was. I'm thinking it was chicken noodle. Because yeah. I didn't know what it was. It was bad.
Yeah. That's also plain food.
But and yeah. Then, yeah. Oh yeah. True. And then Jell-O. Until this day, I will not eat Jell-O. Mm. I threw up, and I couldn't eat any other food. Mm. They had to buy like bananas somewhere because I would not.
So American identity, cultural identity, food. Is hot dogs, hamburgers.
Yeah, hamburgers, pizza, spaghetti, macaroni and cheese.
And how about your culture?
Ugali.
Kisamfu. Chicha, majigiri. Kisamfu is what? Like the...
Nani. Oh.
Cassava leaf. Like
cassava leaf.
Cassava leaf.
Cassava.
What do you guys call that little... The fingerlings?
Fingerlings?
Yeah, those little tiny dried... fish.
Oh, daga.
Nam
keke.
Oh my god. In Kenya we call them omena.
Omena.
Yeah.
Omena.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sambusa, mandazi.
Sambusa.
Yeah. Chapati.
Chapati. Chapati.
Yeah, that's
now chapati and beans. I like that.
I've never tried that before in my life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it. I said that's different.
You've never tried it?
No, but I would love to try it.
Some people put onions in their chapati, and I feel like that's a crime against nature.
Onions?
Who does that?
Nani.
Banani. Chaye.
Yeah, unikumbuka.
They're like purple. They're kind of like sweet potato, but they're purple.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen chapati made with that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to ruin some crimes against this thing.
Disgrace.
Don't.
You know what's a weird, like what I was like, so now I understand, but like a lot of people, like in Kenya, we don't cook yellow ugali.
We don't cook yellow ugali
at all.
Yeah.
No, like yellow ugali is like when there's like famine or something, like people, there's hunger problems. That's when they cook yellow because so everybody identifies. Yeah, it's corn yellow. Yeah. They grind those yellow corn, but people eat white ugali
only.
Wow.
So when I saw like yellow ugali, I was like, yellow ugali?
Are we starving?
Are we starving? Yeah, because we don't eat that. People really? Don't eat the yellow ugali.
But then your tribe eats that brown ugali.
That one is normal. That's even mama.
That's
like a very very traditional African.
That ugali is so good.
Yeah.
With
I don't
sombe?
Like it.
With sombe, yeah.
With sombe?
Uh-huh. Sombe, so basically it's just like a cassava and mixed with like wheat or millet.
Mm-hmm.
Some little tiny things.
Yeah, little grain. Yeah.
Little grain.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's grinded.
Yeah, it's really good.
So it's very, very healthy food.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
What do you call that?
It sticks to you.
Yeah,
it sticks to you.
It's very heavy. Like, if you eat it, just stays in
it. Yeah, it stays. That's why I can never eat it too late at night, because I'll go to sleep and it's still
in your stomach.
Yeah, it's very, very heavy.
But it's so filling.
It's very healthy, though. So it's not as corn. It's not as bad as corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very good. Mm,
so good.
So why are certain foods important to certain cultures? Or in your culture?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of grounds us. You know, we need to like continue to speak Swahili at home because it keeps that alive.
Yeah.
I feel like with food, our family passing it down to like the younger generation to continue to make that food is kind of keeping that culture. It's keeping us grounded to home. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we eat how we eat. Yeah. And it feels best to eat that way.
I agree.
Yeah,
and I think like, more, like you said, most of the cultures see the same thing over and over and over and again. Like, like it's like so hard for somebody to try something that they're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when you see all people come from Africa and come here, and they cook them pizza. No, I can't eat that. Mm-hmm. You know, because they don't even know, they don't even want to try it because it's unfamiliar.
Yeah,
you know.
What I like about Kenyan food, at least more like in the villages, is there's not like a lot of buying spice. It's using the food itself to create the
spice.
The flavor.
The flavor.
Mm. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah, we don't use a lot of spices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they use like, you know, cilantro, pepper. Like there's no like things that you don't know.
Yeah, like the, what's it called? Cumin and all that stuff.
Yeah, they don't use the saffron.
Paprika.
They use everything they use in like it's from the garden
mm-hmm.
to make the flavor.
And there's herbs that grow in the garden that they use.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
That's what like makes it so authentic.
Authentic.
Good.
Yeah.
Authentic.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey. I'm not
even going to try. And I think if you're used to just eating the same food, it becomes your identity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's Africans like ugali.
I love ugali.
You go to West Africa, they eat fufu. You know?
I know, and their ugali is like our ugali. Like West Africa, like Nigeria and Ghana and whatever, their ugali is like the same as our ugali. It's just their soup is made different. Yeah, but they call it fufu. Mm.
And it's fufu ugali because it's so like loose. Like
theirs is like, yeah.
Yes. It's like this. Maybe because like a lot of them like most Africans like when they eat ugali they swallow it without chewing mm-hmm. it yeah?
Yeah
so maybe that's why
it's like loose it's, so
you don't like that loose
yeah, I
used to eat it because I lived with librarians that's what they made and I grew to like it it's really
prefer the like
loose, no I don't prefer the loose but their soups are delicious yeah, if you eat them with ugali. It's a lot of pepper, but it's, I think that's why I like
I love pepper.
That's so hot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes they even just put the peppers in there and they'll break them on purpose.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
It's so good. We went to Texas and we got to experience like Nigerian cuisine. Oh my gosh.
So good. It will sweat out all your illness.
Yes.
Yeah. The pepper is so hot.
I don't like that spicy. That's way too much.
Yeah.
Really?
You don't even enjoy the food. You're like, your mouth is all hot.
You enjoy the food.
You do.
You still taste the flavor of the pepper.
The pepper hits later after you've tasted the food.
But it's very good.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people associate food with their childhood memories, like you guys were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was little, I hate uji. You hate uji? Yeah, I don't like uji.
It's people. Mjoma doesn't like uji.
He doesn't like uji.
There's no nutrition on that thing. It's just
there is
flour and water.
Is.
No, uncle. Like you know, uji. They make uji like one of those. Like one of the poorest places. And sometimes in Africa, where you get those kids, who are in the hospital they can't eat any type of food other than like uji, and that like brings in nutritions and they're able to
what is it?
You can put cinnamon in it, coconut milk,
and they use milk like goat milk,
mm-hmm.
which is like has a lot of protein in it, and then to make that uji, which just it's
so good. Feeling. I love
it. I can do it.
If I woke up late and missed uji. That's the worst day.
Yeah.
Didn't eat, basically. You didn't eat.
You like the widget.
You won't.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, eat until lunch. Nice. But uncle doesn't like drinking uji, but when he was sick, I made it for him, and he ate it.
It's just it's one of those comfort foods too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when
so
you can't,
what would you describe uji in America? For Americans to understand what we're talking
like
about.
Like cream
uji.
Of wheat.
Cream of wheat.
Yeah, cream of wheat. But like creamier. Yeah, more delicious.
Yeah. Because you'd never like squeeze an orange over cream of wheat here, but
you could.
Could
you? Yeah, but it wouldn't be the
same. It wouldn't taste the same.
No. Like uji's special.
So cream of wheat is just wheat, right?
I believe
what
so.
Is it?
I don't know. Is wheat? I've never asked.
That's why I don't eat cereal.
I wonder, what
are these things?
Cream of wheat is just, it's different. I don't like it.
Do you guys ever wonder like about it? Or is it just me?
About wheat? What?
Like cereal. People eat like cereal.
Would it be
cereal
similar to like grits?
No, cereal is just chemicals.
Have you guys had grits?
Cereal is not
Have you what?
Have you ever had grits in the South?
No.
Okay. If you go to like what do you call that place?
Waffle House.
They have that grits. Stuff. I've, like that.
But there's look different like, kinds of grits. There's like a soupier grit and then a regular. Like I don't quite.
If you go to Georgia, every meal they have that.
Grits.
If you go to
it's called grits.
When we were in London, they served beans with breakfast.
Yeah.
So that's one of my questions. Okay, so somebody said to me a couple months back, only Americans have a.
And it was good.
Of what is a breakfast food. So like even when we have eggs here in America for dinner, we'll say we're having breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, why do you guys do that?
Right, but like when I go to Africa, like...
It doesn't matter.
You could have eggs any time of the day and you're not going to call it breakfast. No, and you could have your beans, your githeri from last night as breakfast.
Yeah.
It's like, it's there.
We don't do that.
It's food.
Yeah.
So like growing up, before America... Did you have a definition of what you eat for breakfast, what you eat for lunch?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You get anything.
It's food.
Yeah. It's food.
No?
It's food.
So maybe it is just an American thing.
I think it's just an American thing, yeah.
Or we think that... Like,
why do you guys do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, because you're saying that when we were in London, we ate breakfast and there was beans. And it wasn't like a giant plate with stuff.
It was a little tiny bowl
of
beans.
Oh.
It was a little tiny sandwich.
Yeah.
Like
and you can't go back for... like that's it. Like if you can go back for coffee, unlimited...
Yeah,
but no more extra food.
No. You just buy another round.
You have to buy another round if you wanted to.
Oh
my
gosh.
Yeah.
But like the coffee was fine. Like,
yeah, the coffee was good.
We seriously just found a place with unlimited coffee and sat there for hours.
Yeah. Another refill, please.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's all like a one like strip of bacon. Was it bacon or sausage?
I think it was like the Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
Except they called it bacon.
And they don't like pile it in. It's just one little
Canadian bacon's like ham.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ham. Then what's bacon?
Pork.
Yeah, they're both types of pork, but one looks like ham or one looks more like what like those strip things.
Dry.
That's like what we call bacon in America.
They have to dry it on
it's
on
not
the pork.
Dried, you fry it.
You fry
and
it.
And then
you
all dry.
That's so technical. So.
It's never so.
And then it dries.
I guess if you like tap the oil off of it, but it's pretty greasy.
Yeah, but it's not soft. It's like
not good
it breaks.
For you,
it because it's then it's dry. You can break it.
I went to many ones where we had chocolate covered bacon and completely.
Ooh, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. It tastes. I tried it because you know you have to.
Yeah,
and it just really like my brain was couldn't merge the flavor. So it was like I felt like I was eating chocolate with bacon. Like my brain was like. Not willing to put it together.
They even have bacon donut, don't they? They have that donut
where they put bacon with cinnamon.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh,
in America, they use bacon for everything. Like the bacon goes to like salads, right?
It's true.
When I traveled to Iowa, like everything has bacon. Like they have the International Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. Wow. And like everywhere's bacon.
My first time doing bacon was I moved here. They don't have bacon in Africa.
When you go to the pizza place in Nairobi, they say they have bacon, but what they really have is Canadian bacon.
Yeah, it's not bacon.
But they call it bacon. I remember one time I was like, is this Canadian bacon? And they were looking at me like, what are you talking about?
There's no difference here, madame.
Yeah.
It's bacon.
Yeah.
Wow.
So why is it like bacon is like in everything?
You put it on a cheeseburger. Yeah. You add it to bread. So bacon can be in any time of day.
Yeah.
We don't just make it.
Yeah, bacon is like, you guys eat it all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's for breakfast. It can be for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Dinner.
It can be for dinner.
I hate bacon.
Yeah, me too.
I
don't like the grease.
Yeah.
When it's all greasy and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like the grease part. I usually pat it.
Yeah.
And then it dries up.
Yeah, so I was just wondering if that was truly an American thing.
It's definitely an American thing.
It made me think, because I was like, why do I have these rules about what can be eaten at what time of day? Because it's like not like my body cares.
Yeah, I know. I get food as physician. Food, right? Have you been, eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I've been eating food, yeah.
Yeah, I eat when I feel hungry.
People say we're having breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
Because they're making eggs.
Yeah.
You're just eating food.
Yeah. So I think also food like that. I was saying that food connects us. Connects us as a family. Like we have an identity. It identifies you as your own. It ties us to our own families. Like you guys are talking about, there's like certain food that your family. Mm-hmm. It's all in your family mix. Mm-hmm.
But even within America, we have families like that, right? So like I remember growing up, my grandpa had to have his spaghetti separate from his meat sauce. But then other parts of our family would go and they would mix it together.
Yeah.
And it was like a huge discussion topic.
Why are you doing it that way? Why are you making it that way?
Yeah.
To mix the sauce with the...
Yeah, like to serve them separately or serve them like combined together.
You mix spaghetti separate, and then after you're done,
like you make the noodles, and then you make the sauce, and so people can choose how much sauce they want to put.
Instead of just dumping it in.
I like that. Nothing wrong with that. Then,
like, maybe my grandpa was the one who actually added it together. I can't remember now, but I remember he loved the second day spaghetti. Everybody talked about the second day spaghetti because then the sauce like really got into the noodle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so food ties us to our families, and then holds a special and personal values for us.
It does.
Right?
Because I know sometimes because we're so used to eating at our house and how we make certain foods, that when we eat it
like at a different
other
house.
People making that food, it just tastes different.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's interesting.
But
what did you put in here?
Yeah. Mm. It doesn't taste like what I'm used to.
We don't put that at our house.
Why do you think people do that? Like, why do you think people think...
Everybody has
that connection.
Yeah.
That connection to that food that you have at your house. Mm. That when you go to somebody else's house, it's like...
I don't have any connection to this one.
Nope.
No connection to this one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to get some connection. So does your family have any special cultural connection to a certain food? And what is that food?
I think in America, celebrations require food, but it's also dependent on season. So you wouldn't show up with like hamburgers and hot dogs like in January.
Why?
Like, because it'd be more like that's a barbecue season kind of food. Like summer is all like July is National Hot Dog Month and National Cookout Month. Like, because we got a name. We got to have things, National Ice Cream Month, National Picnic Month.
National Pickle Month. Fried pickles.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like it's probably a day. I don't think a pickle gets a whole month.
That's big.
Just going too far right there, but.
I don't know if they're really fried pickles. Is it like a really fried pickle?
Like they put it
in breading and then you fry it, yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever had fried zucchini? They do the same thing. They'll take zucchini and you put it in like butter and then flour and then you put it in oil and fry it.
Oh, God.
And you just eat it like that?
Well, you add it to ranch, usually dip it in ranch. Because everything's made better with
when you I don't know. Why you guys dip everything? Like, everything has to...
Has a dip.
Ketchup. Like, we're so used to it now, like, but dips. I always ask myself, why is everything dipping? Mm-hmm. You're dipping everything.
Yeah. We That's do. Nasty.
This fried this. Pickle, how does that taste?
Nasty. It's like pickle with breading. Yeah, we'll have to have you try it just so you can
Have you ever tried those, like, is it fried onions? Like, uh-huh. You know how they
I've always wanted to try onion rings. I've never tried
onion rings.
I feel like I wouldn't like that. Yeah. I feel like I wouldn't like that.
No. I tried it one time and it wasn't that good.
What makes it is the dip.
Yeah. You see?
But you have to dip it on, like, something, all right?
Yeah, you have to have a sauce. It's like a special sauce that you dip a bloomin' onion in.
Yeah.
You gotta have, you know, the sauces on.
There's a different sauce that you have to dip in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? What's up, American food? I like Is it American food? You will usually find it in, leeches, like rice and stuff. What is it called?
Like a falafel?
No.
No?
It goes in a circle and they
put cotton candy?
No. Pretzel? No. It's sweet.
It's pretzel, right?
No.
Is that a falafel?
No. Okay. It goes in circle, right? So it looks like a cinnamon roll, but it's not. And then they put, like, different topping, like sugar
powder. I think that's a falafel.
It's a falafel.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's what it's called.
I feel like I have a question now. Is it not a nani?
Is it something else?
I know it with, like, a different
name. A donut?
Like a churro?
They squeeze the, it's like a floury kind of thing, and, like,
yeah.
It makes all those circles. Funnel cake.
Funnel cake!
There's the
That's
word.
What it is. Like, funnel cake. I love funnel cake.
Funnel cake. Yeah.
I love funnel cake. Funnel cake. Mm-hmm. Search it up on Google. You'll see. Yes. I love funnel cake. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a specific season, right? Like,
that
has summer to go with, like, a summer mm-hmm. kind of thing. Like, January is going to be your soups and, like, that kind of stuff.
So in Africa, people don't do that at all.
No,
you eat whatever you want.
Yeah, we really divide
from
food
January
here.
To yeah. December.
Part of the day,
it doesn't matter what
weather.
Like, you guys have to have, like,
specific food for every time.
Too much choice.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, on Thanksgiving, there's, like, a certain things that
there's
they have to cook.
Things you have to have on Thanksgiving, yes.
Yeah, you guys, mm-hmm. like, it has to be turkey, macaroni, ham. Cheese, ham, or nani.
No,
green beans.
You don't have ham on Thanksgiving. What are you talking about?
You have ham on Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas will be either your ham or your roast.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And Easter,
that out 2 years ago.
Easter is usually a ham, but this man over here decided that we can't have pork. Because Jesus was Jewish on Easter.
Jesus was Jewish. Yeah.
So then one Easter he wakes up and decides he has to go slaughter a sheep on Easter morning.
What? It made more sense to me.
Like, did you hear that?
Why are we eating pork?
You woke up and you just said you want to slaughter a
sheep. No, we went to a farm and...
went to a farm and slaughtered a sheep.
Yeah.
On Easter. And then the knife slipped and he ended up needing to go to the hospital and get stitches.
Yeah, I got cut on the leg.
Oh, because he couldn't eat ham on Easter.
Oh, God.
So, like, I'm not the only one who divides.
Why do we eat ham on Easter? Why?
I don't know.
There's no connection.
I think my family, we did that. We had ham, like, one time, like, a couple of years back. And, like, I think Mjomba and Moses are the only ones that, like, liked ham. Mm. None of us liked ham. So, we've never had ham
after
that.
So, what do you do for Christmas?
We just cook a lot of African food. Yeah. And then mix it with a little bit of American food as well, too, you know.
So, you don't do, like, a big meat?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
So, we like to do that at holidays. We have, like, a big meat. Like, Thanksgiving has a turkey. Or like
we always have turkey on Thanksgiving. Yeah, mm-hmm. We do that.
We adopted that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why it has to be turkey.
Either. Yeah.
Maybe
that
we should change
bird.
That.
Is it a turkey day?
We don't have to make turkey. It makes me sleepy, man.
I think that's
turkey
why.
It's my turkey day.
After you finish eating. It's woo. Chai.
You want to sleep?
Why? Yeah. That's why all those memes on Thanksgiving.
The people
it's because
snoozing.
They've put stuff in this turkey.
Yeah.
It's making people go to sleep. As soon as you finish eating that turkey, like Thanksgiving.
It has like natural melatonin in it.
It does.
You get all like that.
But then ham makes you really thirsty.
Because it's so salty.
Mm-hmm, very.
It's very salty. Yeah.
So maybe we shouldn't do ham next time.
Okay, don't take away my meats.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I'll be serving bacon at every holiday from now on.
Yeah, so we found out that in America it's more like for holidays or special occasion, there's like special food for those times, right?
Yeah.
For most families, I guess.
And birthdays, we usually have a cupcake or cake.
Yeah.
Does that transcend culture?
Yeah. Me, I've never known about cake.
I never even celebrated my birthday.
Yeah, like in Africa, we don't
care about birthdays.
Wait, pause. In Africa, like, when you have a birthday,
they throw flour at you.
No, they throw water at you. That's how.
Oh, flour is for when wedding. You give birth or a wedding.
Yeah.
They throw flour at you after you give birth?
Yeah.
They give you flowers.
They throw the flour on the husband, I think.
Like, no, they're talking about like baking flour.
Yeah.
Like all purpose flour. Oh, we don't do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when you get married.
Uh-huh.
And they throw flour at your family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dump, like, flowers?
But it's more like a virtue type of thing. You know, like, the fact that the girl made it into, like, marriage, nothing happened. Yeah.
Okay. Then they throw flour.
Because in Kenya, they do the water thing.
Yeah.
On your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They do that in our culture, too. Like, you only... no birthday parties. You just get water thrown at you.
Yeah.
And hopefully you get money.
Yeah. I don't think you get money, too. Before or after the water.
Exactly.
Yeah. So does food play a huge part of special holidays, ceremonies?
Yeah.
We just talked about that, right?
Yeah, we did.
About weddings. Indeed. So what do you guys like cook in a wedding?
Mm. What if is some special Africans, food? They cook all the stuff. They have ugali in there, like at weddings. Mm-hmm. They have chapati. They have like beans, kisamfu, all that stuff. They have.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think we have like seasonal or like,
it's the same.
You bring
food.
All
it's
the food.
It, just bring it all.
All the food.
Everything.
You can have everything.
They use your food to eat every day. Like that's all we bring on those occasions.
But like
too.
All of
no, like
all
it's of it. It's made different though.
Yeah.
Like for example, if you were at home on a usual day, you'll just eat rice. It'll just maybe be white rice or yellow rice. But on somebody's wedding,
pilau,
wali with vegetables.
Like fish made with like
fish with
maize
and veggies, so it's like amped up.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's not the usual.
It's like decorated
plantains. Is that just more of a celebration food, or is that like a everyday?
That's like a comfort food.
It's like every now and again type of food, but then you know it's expected to have in certain like celebrations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about sambusa? Is that a celebration food or like an everyday food?
It's like
when you have the time to make it,
you make it.
It's very time consuming. Exactly. Mandazi is time consuming.
Chapati
is time consuming. If you make it like.
Thank you, Cynthia, for volunteering to make that.
I know.
Yeah, so how has food culture changed your family?
Has it changed over time, you mean?
Yeah, over time. That's changed your family over time.
I think it's adapting. Yeah, I think we're just kind of adapting to the American culture a little bit and just kind of contributing some American food into like our everyday lives and stuff.
Assimilating it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Assimilating.
That's what I was saying. That's the word I was searching for.
Assimilating.
Yeah.
But That's the only change I would think of.
Do you think it's because of how fast-paced everything is here? So, like,
I'm not gonna
stay all day making samosas.
Mm-hmm.
I can run to Wendy's and grab something fast, right?
That too.
Yeah.
Or just because you know you don't want to eat the same thing, so you know you want to try something new.
Yeah.
So,
but fast food makes you tired. Does it make you tired? It makes me tired. It makes me lazy, and it makes me feel like I have a lot of oil in my body.
And not even fast food. Like, you know, different recipes that you can look up online, you know, like the things that we've been doing.
Yeah,
just like to have something different other than like the repeat that you've been eating.
Yeah.
So.
The varieties.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an American culture thing, is the variety of food.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in Kenya, like, it could be the same thing day in and day out. In the villages, right? In the city, you got like the varieties and.
Because you can go in a restaurant.
Yeah, but in the village, it's just like
no restaurant. You have to cook.
So we're gonna have rice and potatoes today, and then we're gonna have rice and potatoes tomorrow, and then the next day we might throw some cabbage in.
Ooh, surprise!
You know.
Yep, but I think it's great to be able to just cook. You know, like just cook your food instead of.
Yeah,
it tastes better.
It tastes better.
Yeah, it does.
You know what you're making. Mm-hmm. It's not,
you know,
like,
what's in it. Yeah.
You know what's in it.
That's yep. important.
Because yeah. this.
Like yo. Sometimes you go to like a chemicals. Burger King and like the meat on that burger.
It seems very.
It's 80% meat. How can it be 80% meat?
Unnatural.
Do not ask questions you don't want the answer to.
Exactly. What I feel like 20%? Americans should ask questions, though. Yeah. We need to ask questions.
Because I feel like food shouldn't be just to fill your stomach.
It shouldn't be made that fast. I don't think you should be able to microwave those meats and things. It's so weird.
They're not meat. I don't know what they're They taste like meat.
We're not going to get a sponsorship from any of these places.
No, no, we don't want sponsorship from. I don't want sponsorship from you, McDonald's, Burger King. No.
Yeah, you guys need to at least be transparent about that stuff, so people know, right? But
and that's why Uncle doesn't. <No. laughs>
They're listening.
I never heard about one. Like that's meat being 80%. Do you ever heard about that?
That's that means what's
meat
that?
Is
what?
Meat.
They have these new impossible what's the 20% stuff.
What?
They're like plant-based.
Yeah, I heard
plant-based
of that.
Proteins.
I've heard about that.
It's starting to come out more.
Those people.
The chicken that's made from vegetables, but it tastes like chicken. That one is very suspicious.
Those people. They're bad.
Yeah. I never heard about like meat being 75% or 80%.
I didn't know
like,
there was a percentage to
meat. Yeah, meat.
Now, are you talking
percent
about like the hamburger I buy in the store? Like the
no,
80%,
like
cause that's 80% lean, is what it's talking.
No,
about.
No, that lean like what? Like if you read like the this fast food places, mm-hmm. it says 80% meat,
not lean,
not lean, like 80% meat. So I'm like,
that's so
80%.
Weird.
So dude, what is this 20%?
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't think you want to know.
I think we should go and ask questions.
Go ahead. Let me know. Come back. Fill us in.
I think before they didn't say that, but I think they were made to do that now. I think the FDA
made them. So you had to actually show like ingredients and things.
But people, I think a lot of us just eat to get your stomach full. It's not really to get nutrition on it.
Or to enjoy.
Yeah, you
have to savor.
You don't have time.
Exactly. What is with that? They need to create those times where you're like, you can actually sit down and enjoy it.
That's why like that first sip of coffee means so much to me, because then after that I'm off to the races. So like
nothing else.
Yeah.
Wow. So what can be done to preserve the food and culture? So we don't lose it for future generations.
Teach it to the next generation.
Yeah.
But do you think we'll be able to, because we're not doing that. We're not cooking like the traditional food.
I mean,
anymore.
I don't know about like,
my
some
house,
people, but
we are.
Like when we were little, like we were taught to like cook like at such a young age, especially the girls. Mm-hmm. And so with that, like I was able to teach my little sister as well too the food that we cook. So I feel like if we keep that along, it'll keep our culture alive and the foods of our culture alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we do, because food has such a powerful emotional attachment, like humans have so much attachment to it emotionally. If we do that, it's easy to just keep it going generation after generation. But at the same time, the life is getting way busy. Mm-hmm. The people are forgetting. People don't want to take time to cook like
everything
the traditional food. You want to do it, go quick. Quick is better.
Fast.
That's not good.
So it's dangerous because some of these kids will never know how to even cook some of the traditional foods.
Mm-hmm.
But they
I remember when COVID first hit and I was in the grocery store and, you know, there's like nothing on the shelves. I saw these college boys walking down the aisle and they just turned to each other and they're like, they even cleaned out the cup of noodles. What are we going to eat? I was like, oh, these poor boys, like they don't even know how to make anything.
There's a cup of noodles.
Yeah.
You put water on it and throw it in the microwave. Yeah.
But it was so, like, you know, the shelves are bare. So they're like, what do we do?
Eat bread.
Yes.
Gosh.
So you parents out there,
COVID was scary.
Teach your kids how to make food, like how to cook, like those traditional foods, so we can keep passing it down.
It's important.
So we don't lose that identity, because it's food is our identity. You know,
part of
our identity. Yes, part of our identity.
It can be my identity.
You are what you eat.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you eat to live.
Or you live to eat. Yeah, we live to eat. Yeah, yeah.
So let's go back to our roots and grow your food, prepare your food, cook your food.
Start a garden.
Yeah, start a little garden or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Cook your food. Food shortage is coming.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening, and let us know what you think about this food culture. What is food? What does food signify in your life?
What's your comfort food?
What is your comfort? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is it chai?
I don't have one.
Uncle, you have one.
I just eat it. I just eat whatever it's made.
I think probably just don't know what it is.
With kachumbari and ugali. I think that's your
I just eat it because it's what I used to eat. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You have to eat it because you feel something.
Mm-hmm. You
Yeah. I feel like he does. He probably just doesn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like you don't realize that you have a comfort food.
If it was a comfort food, I would be eating like every other week.
Comfort food is not something you eat every other week, Uncle. It's when you
it's
eat it.
It's too much work to make it.
And that's it, you know?
I don't even drink chai no more because it makes me like stomach a little upset. Up I don't know why.
Yeah. Is it because of the milk?
I drink like the black tea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's strong COVID.
The milk thing is like messing up my stomach. Mm-mm. For some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the milk here. I don't.
It must be if there's 80%
you're fine
meat.
When you're in Kenya.
Yeah.
Then there's something in the milk.
There's 2% milk. What's the other percent?
Did you ever know about that? Like before you moved here, there was like a percentage on milk.
I never knew that.
I thought it just came from the cow and that's it.
Milk is milk.
Why is there fat in the milk?
Yeah.
Just asking.
Because it comes out of
the cow
that way.
Yeah. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to Mutunuatu.
Thank you very much.
Let us know what you think about this topic. If it's give you some value or it's something that prompts something in your mind and you want to add, you want to chime in, just let us know. Just send us an email or whatever it is. We'd like to hear from you about food and your culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when you're in like America, you don't sometimes forget about your culture. And you just like immerse yourself in this culture that you forget your own culture.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to keep your roots.
Keep your culture alive.
In Kenya, they say, in Swahili, they say, Mwacha mila ni mtumwa. It means, it means if you leave your culture, you're a slave.
Mm-hmm.
That's a saying in Kenya. Mwacha mila ni mtumwa. So stick to your culture. Cook your food. Keep that culture going for the future generation.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for listening to Mutunuatu, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Mutunuatu Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening to our show. Don't forget to subscribe and click on that notification button so you get notified when you upload a new episode. You can also listen to all our episodes at mutunuatu.com. or your favorite podcast app. Follow us also on Facebook and Instagram, and thank you very much.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.